Good evening and welcome to Digging Deeper here on the Living Faith Television Network. I'm Pastor Don R. Zampona, the pastor at Green Valley Baptist Church in Lebanon, Virginia, and we are so thankful that you've joined us tonight. Family and friends, tonight I'm going to be talking about the mark you leave behind. And if you have a Bible there, be finding the book of 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 4. We're going to be looking at verses 1 and 2. And wherever you are tonight, you listen. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Well, Father God, we just come to you tonight, and we are just so thankful once again to be able to bring your word across the airwaves. And Lord, as we preach tonight, Father, we're going to be talking about the mark that we'll leave behind. Lord, I pray for those who are listening tonight that they'll consider the mark that they're going to leave behind upon this world, that we would take this seriously because, Lord, whether we think about it or not, we are going to leave a mark upon the world in which we live. Father God, tonight I pray that if there'd be just one person who has not heard the gospel of your salvation, that tonight they might hear that with their heart, that they might receive you as their Savior. And for those who know Christ as their Savior, may they meditate upon this thought tonight, the mark that we will leave behind. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, I want to begin tonight with this thought. We don't stay on earth forever, but after we're gone, our imprint remains. I want you to meditate on that truth for just a moment here. We don't stay on earth forever, but after we're gone, our imprint remains. And so let me ask you tonight, have you ever stopped to consider what kind of imprint will your life leave after you're gone? What will people remember about you? Just what kind of legacy will you leave behind? Will it be one that others can easily follow? Or will it be one that others will stumble over? Just where will your legacy take them? Well, I want to share with you, the year was 1891, and Francisca Rojas of Buenos Aires, Argentina, had murdered two of her sons. And in a cold and calculated attempt to deflect blame so she could get away with it, she even went so far as to cut her own throat so that she could blame the attack on a nearby ranch hand whose name was Velasquez. Though this man proclaimed his innocence, he was arrested anyway, and he would have been convicted if there had not been an Argentine police official named Juan Vucetich, who had been experimenting with a new system of criminal identity that relied on fingerprints. Up to this point in history, fingerprints had never been used in a criminal trial. Vucetich had visited the scene of the crime and had studied long on the bloody handprint on the doorframe of Francisca's house. It did not match Velasquez's fingerprints. It did, however, match Francisca's own fingerprint, and she became the first person in the history to be convicted of a crime based on fingerprints. Well, we all know that each of us has our own unique pattern of riches that is slightly different from another person's. Even identical twins have different fingerprints, so that we know for certain every person who entered this world will leave his or her own mark. And yet, friends, we find based on our text here that there is another sense in which we're going to leave a mark. Metaphorically speaking, every one of us will leave our spiritual fingerprints behind when we leave this earth. We'll leave those spiritual fingerprints behind on the lives of our children, of our family, of our friends. In fact, I believe that we're going to leave them on the lives of all the people that we ever came in contact with. As I said before, We don't stay on earth forever. But this I can promise you, after we're gone, our spiritual imprint remains. If that were not true, we would not be worshiping together tonight. You would not have tuned in to this television station. Those 12 disciples have been long dead and gone on to glory, yet their spiritual imprint remains. Countless thousands of believers have come and gone in the centuries since, yet their spiritual imprint remains. How do I know? Because God used someone, somewhere, at some point in time, to share Jesus Christ with you. And if that hasn't happened up to this point, you're watching this program tonight, and I'm sharing it with you. And the spiritual imprint of our lives is going to remain. The spiritual imprint of my life, as you listen tonight, will remain on you. The year was 1849, and John Getty, the Canadian missionary to New Hebrides, recorded in his journal the following, and I share it: in the darkness, degradation, pollution, and misery surround me because of the cannibals on this island. I look forward in faith to the time when some of these poor islanders will unite in the triumphant song of ransomed souls. Getty died just before Christmas in 1872. And the islanders installed this plaque in his memory on their church. It reads, John Getty. When he landed in 1849, there were no Christians here. When he left in 1872, there were no heathen here. John Getty left his spiritual imprint all over the island of New Hebrides, turning a land filled with cannibals into blood-bought saints in Jesus Christ. What kind of spiritual imprint will you leave behind? Our text points out tonight that the world we inhabit, will it be a better place? It will, if our spiritual fingerprint is that of a faithful life lived. Moreover, it is required in a steward that a man be found faithful. God has given you a stewardship, a life, and you are to be found faithful. What are you doing with the life that God has given you? What will you leave behind? That's the challenge of our text. Again, the text says, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. And you and I know all too well that we are living in a time when finding faithfulness is almost unheard of. Is it any wonder then that the world today sees no difference in those who call themselves Christian for living because they're living outside the body of Christ? They've yet to see the true power of God because too many Christians live like hypocrites. They say one thing. They sing in church, oh, how I love Jesus. But then they go out and they live as the heathen man of the world. They're engaged in the deeds of darkness. What kind of an imprint will you leave behind? Few today living outside the body of Christ have yet to see the true power of Almighty God because they've never witnessed a faithful Christian. D.L. Moody said, and I quote, the world is yet to see what God will do for, through, and in, and by the man who is fully and wholly consecrated to him. This is the great challenge that we all face. The challenge to be found faithful. And make no mistake, friends, God says there is a requirement. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. What then can we do to leave our spiritual fingerprints behind us? What kind of an imprint can we make? God's word teaches four things that should be true of all who are in Christ Jesus. The first thing God's word teaches that we should leave behind is the fingerprint of the word. God gave Joshua the following command, Joshua 1 and 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Paul wrote to Timothy the following, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Our children have seen us spend plenty of time in front of the television watching football or following our favorite programs. Today's children witness their parents spending inordinate amounts of time playing video games. But let me ask you, do they see you spending as much time in God's word? I can honestly say to you that I cannot ever remember a time when I did not witness my parents poring over the Holy Scriptures. No matter when I got up, my dad was at the kitchen table, Bible open, poring over the Scriptures, just reading away in the Word of God. My mother followed his lead, and she was in her favorite morning chair, just a reading the word, and their fingerprint created that same desire in me, and I cannot remember a time when I did not get out of bed and get right into God's word. You know, Ruth Graham, the wife of evangelist Billy Graham, once explained why she became a lifelong student of the Holy Bible. Growing up in China, she said, she saw her missionary parents studying the Bible every day. Their example left an indelible imprint in her mind, and she followed their example. Well, you know something? Kids still do that today. Your little children are watching you. They're following the example that you set before them. When was the last time your child found you reading God's word? Well, God teaches there's a second fingerprint we're to leave behind, and it is the fingerprint of honesty. Paul wrote these words of encouragement to the Romans. Romans 13:13, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. Peter wrote, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Why is it so important to live an honest life? Because the people closest to us, especially our children, are quick to pick up on our inconsistencies. Alan C. Emery was a successful businessman who served on the boards of many Christian organizations. He wrote this about his father in his journal and in a book entitled A Turtle on a Fence Post. Today I find myself still asking myself, what would Daddy do? When confronted with those decisions in business and in life that are so often not black and white, but gray, I am indebted to the memory-making efforts that my father made to imprint indelibly upon my mind the meaning of integrity. Once my dad lost a pair of fine German binoculars. He collected insurance only to find the binoculars a year later. Immediately, he sent a check to the company and received a letter back stating that this seldom occurred and that they were encouraged. It was a small thing, but as his child, I never forgot. Let me say to you tonight, parents, that children never forget the example you set before them. As we all think about our own lives, we all have to answer the question begging to be asked, will those closest to us have similar stories to tell? Do those closest to you tonight, your wife, your husband, your son, your daughter, do they know you for your honesty, for your integrity? You see, God already knows the answer, but let's suppose for a minute he were to ask, are you honest? How would you answer God on that? Will honesty be one of the spiritual fingerprints you leave behind? Well, God's word teaches there's a third spiritual fingerprint we should leave behind, and it is the fingerprint of prayer. God's word commands that we pray ceaselessly. I can tell you that's another thing I remember from my childhood. All those spiritual fingerprints of prayer that surrounded me. I can remember way back yonder now. My great-grandma Vanderbilt sat in her rocker just a-praying away in her Swedish accent, saying, Jesus, oh, Jesus, how we need thee today, Jesus. And then my grandfather, Daddy Hap, as everybody knew him by, leading the family in prayer when we all got together. And then, of course, there's my dad, who's just so faithful in prayer. Well, friend, let me ask you, will those in your family or those who know you best be able to say of you, that one, they were a man or a woman of prayer? Let me tell you about my dad. Let me tell you about my mom. Let me tell you about my whatever. Can you say they were a prayer warrior? What will they say about you? Will you be known for your prayers? Will you leave behind the spiritual fingerprint of prayer? God's word teaches there's a fourth spiritual fingerprint Christians should leave behind, and it is the fingerprint of an enduring testimony. All Christians, if we're to be found faithful, must leave behind the imprint of an enduring testimony. The Baptist Press, several years ago, reported the story of a New Mexico dentist who was named Dr. Steve White. This is what they wrote. When White was a 21-year-old basketball player, his ailing mother called him to her bedside. I just want you to know, Stephen, she said, that I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Dr. White said he walked out of his mother's room and wondered what she was talking about. As a family, he said, we never talked about that kind of stuff. His mother died shortly after, and Dr. White went on to become a successful dentist. He also became one who believed in the material world and thought Christians were crazy to believe in God. 24 years went by, and while looking at a picture of his mother, her words suddenly came back to him. In that instance, he realized his mother had found the truth before she died. Eternal life had found her in the person of God's Holy Spirit. Those words, spoken 24 years earlier, were suddenly alive in his heart and mind, and under deep conviction, Dr. White took off in his truck. Turning on the radio, he heard a preacher explain the gospel, and he instantly prayed to receive Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. He asked Jesus into his heart. With her almost dying breath, a mother, herself a new Christian, left the legacy of an enduring testimony that bore fruit more than two decades later. You know, when I think about this story, I'm reminded of a Bible verse in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 55:11, where God says his word never goes out void. Well, friends, it also reminds us that we cannot underestimate the power of God when you and I take it upon ourselves to leave an enduring testimony. Paul told his son in the faith, Timothy, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." Now listen to me. We're all teachers in one way or another. Are you teaching the truth by the life you're living? Or are you teaching something else? What kind of a legacy will you leave behind? When you leave this earth, will you leave behind the spiritual fingerprint of an enduring testimony? A blind man was once seen walking down the sidewalk at night with his flashlight shining. Someone asked him, "Being blind, why do you carry a flashlight?" "Because," he said, "I don't want other people to stumble because of me." Do you have a habit or a tendency in your life that'll make others stumble? Or is your influence the kind of influence that Jesus Christ can use to change the lives of others? You see, what kind of an imprint are you going to leave behind? Now, we've been talking about life signs, and we've talked about 6 so far. We're talking about life signs, and life signs are those things in the child of God that should be true of us so that we might glorify our Father in heaven by how we live. One thing is for certain, because God created you and God gave you new life in Christ, the imprint of your Christian life is going to remain for eternity. And the Lord our God has said, "Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." What imprint are you going to leave behind? The songwriter wrote, "After all our hopes and dreams have come and gone, and our children sift through all we've left behind, may the clues that they discover and the memories they uncover become the light that leads them on the road we each must find. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. May the footprints that we have led them to believe and the lives we live inspire them to obey." I think you got it right. Life sign number 7. The imprint of my Christian life will remain for eternity. It is my prayer for you tonight that all who come behind us, it's my prayer for myself as well as for you tonight, that all who come behind us will find us faithful. Because God has said, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Well, perhaps as you've listened tonight, the Holy Spirit has spoken to your heart. And he's showing you that you are not yet saved. He's showing you that if you were to die tonight, heaven would not be your home. And you're convinced. And you're convicted. Well, the good news for you is you don't have to stay in that condition. You see, God loves you. You might be thinking, well, how much value am I to God? Well, friend, when you look at the cross, that's how much value you are. God gave his one and only begotten Son on Calvary's cross to pay the penalty for your sins. God loves you. He gave his one and only Son so that he could save you, so that he could rescue you. And tonight, you can be rescued. Tonight, you can be saved. Tonight, you no longer have to live in the bondage of sin. You no longer have to be in the devil's dungeon. Tonight, by just reaching out in prayer, you can reach up. You can take God's hand, and God will carry you home. You can have all the stuff you've done forgiven. That's how much God loves you. God loves you so much that he says all the things you've ever done, he'll bury in the grave of his forgetfulness if you'll just receive his dear Son. Will you do that tonight? Would you bow your head tonight? Would you simply pray after me? Lord Jesus, please come into my life and be my Savior and my Lord. Please forgive me of my sins and give me the gift of eternal life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I want you to know something tonight. If you prayed that prayer, God heard it. If you prayed it in the sincerity of your heart, the Bible says if we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, that God will accept that. God will hear. If you prayed that prayer tonight, on the screen right now are several ways that you can connect with us. Would you contact us so that we can get a Bible into your hands? Others already have. Please let us know of your decision tonight. And now may the God of all mercy, the God of all grace, make his face to shine upon you both now and forevermore. Amen.